All right, welcome back to Basically Adulting.
Welcome, welcome.
Why do you always sound so
I don't know.
not impressed by or like excited to be
I am
here?
excited to be here.
There you go. Welcome, welcome.
Well, it wasn't like last week, so I was like, hello, hi.
I feel like it's just you don't know how to start, and then once you get started, you know,
Yeah.
it's a lot of the, what's it called? The foreplay. We got to get
Yes, I
you
need to get
loosened
there.
up.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, tell us. So, as you guys know, if you've been listening for the past month, we've been doing mocktails for Dry January, and we have something new that Luis has found.
They are, so a coworker of mine mentioned this to me, and he's like, you should try them out. They're, because I buy them at Sprouts. And they're called Kin Euphorics, a functional beverage for modern rituals. It's gently caffeinated with 33 milligrams, but it's pretty much alcohol free.
Pretty much, it's supposed to be
Oh, it is. Sorry, it
non-alcohol.
is.
Pretty much
It is.
non-alcoholic.
It's
Just
got
50% alcohol.
just a little splash. It's got vitamin C, D3, and zinc, which levels up your immunity. Collagen peptides, which we love a good glow.
Didn't you say that it makes you feel good or like it has
That's what he
some
said. It has like something in it that just kind of like, I guess
calms your
just
nerves or
makes you
something?
feel good. I'm not sure. We're about to find
Okay,
out.
well, let's do it. Let's pour some. What's it called? Kin Euphorics. Here, I
Yeah,
got some
maybe
ice
just.
for us.
Let's.
We each get three little ice cubes.
It's giving mimosa, by the way.
Actually, I'm gonna give us four ice
Ooh,
cubes.
smell that.
Ooh, it smells fresh. It looks like a mimosa.
Right?
Wow, it doesn't fit in there perfectly.
Well, it does.
Wow, what a great glass.
Ta-da!
Okay, my
I'll
turn.
wait for you.
I hope so.
It does look like a mimosa. Like anybody walking by would be like, wow, these girls really love mimosas.
Or they're
Uh-oh.
alcoholics. Oh no, oh
And you always do.
I just got a little excited. I was trying to be fancy and do the tall pour and don't do it with this glass or this drink. Oh, now I have to wait till the bubbles go down. Rookie mistake.
You could stick your finger in there.
No. My fingers have been working all
Oh.
day. Actually, I just washed my hands when I went to the bathroom. I can taste the turmeric in here. Or ginger.
It's turmeric.
And ginger.
Saffron.
It has ginger and this is literally like just a little immune shot.
Dang. Which I've
Kin.
taken those and they're. Oh, it's local. Well, not local, but Austin, Texas.
It's state made.
State made. May cause smiling at strangers.
I like that. Okay, my bubbles have gone down. Let's
All
do a little
right.
cheersy
All
cheers.
right, cheers.
Yum.
It's very healthy.
I can definitely taste the, like, this would be a morning mocktail.
For sure.
Like, this could replace your mimosas.
Yes. I just didn't want to pick the other ones because I wasn't even sure what they were. Because it doesn't say, it just says actual sunshine. I mean, it does say rise and glow. But I just wasn't sure what the other flavors were going to be like.
So there are other flavors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. I don't dislike it.
I don't either, but it is definitely a more of a morning mocktail.
How much are these? Like, how much did you get like a pack or you have to buy them individually?
They have packs, but I just got the individuals
Okay. So
because
you
I'm
can
like,
try
we're
different ones.
tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
this could definitely, you just get that and you just make a little drink in the morning and you got your vitamins for the day, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like good for your tummy, your gut health.
That's good. What like, about gut health in 2024? Yeah, we gotta get rid of this gut. But my Sprouts did stock up on non-alcoholic wine.
So that maybe would be that's a fun one to try.
We dive into.
Okay. We should dive into that.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is our mocktail for this week.
What were they called?
Euphoric. Can Euphoric?
Can Euphorics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll post it on our Instagram for those of you listening and wanting to try. Yeah, these are really good, actually.
Yeah.
I can probably drink this whole thing in one thing.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try not to do that.
This reminds me of, like, I was taking, like, these immunity shots in December.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was battling a cough, like, the whole month.
Yeah.
I couldn't get rid of it. And it had orange juice, turmeric, and ginger.
Yeah. That is basically what this is. You want to go sit on the couch and
yes,
get comfy?
Let's do it.
Because I know you have a lot of fun things on the schedule.
I always have fun stuff to talk about.
I know.
Oh, excuse me,
so
guys.
So what's first on the agenda? Should we do like a...
Oh, well, we got to update them on our singles event.
Oh, well, let's do that because we've got a freaking location now, guys.
Yes.
So if you don't know already and you haven't heard and you're single and you don't have anything to do on Valentine's
and
Day.
And you live in Dallas.
And you live in Dallas or Fort Worth or in the DFW area. Yeah. We are hosting a singles soiree. So, if you don't know what that means, basically just singles in the area, girls, boys, anyone that's single is invited, 21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we're just going to have a little happy hour at this winery. What's the winery
called?
Wine
bar.
What's the wine bar called? It's like Eden's Winery.
Eden Hill Winery, I want to say. Hold on, let me clarify that.
Yeah.
Eden Hill Winery, yeah.
Eden Hill Winery, it's located in Dallas. The event is actually going to be on Valentine's Day. So we actually have the place booked, so we're not having to fight any crowds. Because, as we all know, as a single person, if you try to go anywhere on Valentine's Day,
swarming with couples.
Yeah. And we're not trying to do that.
No.
So our goal is to meet people we haven't met before, make some new friends, make some new relationships, potentially
maybe meet the one.
Yeah. Meet your soulmate. Who knows? Like your friend. Or your friend's friend, your hairdresser's friend.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to do something like this, had an event, and then met her soulmate and never had the event again. So
yeah, she had like two events.
Yeah, so we're trying to build off of that vibe.
Yeah.
So we're super excited. Tickets are $20. We're going to be posting
on all of our socials.
Yeah, we have the Eventbrite and everything, so you just need to register an RSVP so we can make sure we have enough wine and food for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We'll have games, interactive games, which is like something that I love. I'm a big gamer.
Yeah.
Like
board gamer.
Board gamer, not remote video control
games.
Video gamer.
Games.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I don't know what they're called. So yeah, that's exciting. We've like finalized everything like that.
Yeah.
Luis and I went to the place
on Friday
mm-hmm. and did a little tasting. And
I was really impressed with their wines.
I was too, honestly. I was very impressed, and the fact that they have like happy hour, especially on Fridays
mm-hmm.
too.
A late happy hour, too.
Right. It ended at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And that's not very common to find.
No. Normally, happy hours end at 6.
6.
When we're getting off of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, very exciting stuff. So, just keep your eyes peeled, your ears peeled for any more information that we...
We'll be posting about it pretty religiously for the next 2 weeks, so you might get bored. Well, actually, this podcast isn't going to be released until...
The week of, the probably. Week,
the week before.
Yes.
So 1 week before. But if you have any, if you hear this and you're listening to this and you have, if you're not single, but you have single friends, share this with them because everyone's invited. We want everyone to come. And... We want it to be a success. So yeah. Just share it. And if you have questions, just let us know. DM us on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
You can figure out how to get a hold of us. It's not that difficult.
No.
But yeah, so that's one huge update.
Mm-hmm.
Another update is Luisa's birthday is coming up and we've decided where and what we're doing for her birthday.
Yes. I have decided that I'm going to spend my birthday in Fredericksburg.
Ooh.
For the weekend of my birthday. Just because I've done the dinners, I think the past 2 years. And I'm like, okay, we need to change it up.
We need to go somewhere.
Yes, we need to go somewhere. And I've only been to Fredericksburg once on a bachelorette with Aaron, where... Yeah, we went to Austin, but we did Fredericksburg one day. And Coconut Head, remember? My wig.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do wigs?
No wigs, no.
We should but bring I Coconut do think, Head back.
No, I threw that person away.
No, you didn't.
I did. I threw it away. It was like a cheap wig from...
from Party
that
City.
Would be fun, though. If we get those nice quality wigs from Amazon.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of want to... I told you, I want to do like a theme birthday.
I know. We definitely need to have a theme because
I love a
it's
good
not
theme.
A party without a theme, in my
no,
opinion.
No, it isn't. So I'm
it's
tossing.
Just a gathering.
Yeah. And that's lame.
That's lame. You can't have a gathering for your birthday.
I know.
Who
what
are
am
you?
I? A grandma?
A grandma? A grandma gathering. We could dress up as grandmas.
Oh
my gosh. That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. I don't know. I'm tossing.
We could get grandma wigs.
We could get grandma wigs. That would actually be really funny. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'm tossing out different ideas in my head. So
I feel like because Fredericksburg is kind of like Austin or Nashville where there's just like bachelorette parties everywhere. So I know you mentioned Barbie, but I feel like
that's
so
what everybody's gonna do.
Ready.
And also, I have a feeling that's what all the bachelorettes are gonna.
I know, with the Barbie movie coming out last year, and we need to be.
And then I also said Eras tour.
That one would be good too, but that one is also
very, very,
very
bachelorette-y.
I like the. You're about to spill the goldfish.
I know.
Oh, that would have been tragic.
I know, for me.
For the goldfish. We'll have to think of different, what if we did like a poll on our Instagram of different theme ideas and see what the listeners choose.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do.
Or we could put a poll on our Spotify.
Yeah. For this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come up with some themes and you guys tell us what Luisa's theme for her birthday party should be.
Yeah.
She's going to be, how old are you going to be? 28.
I know.
I'm trying to think of what I did for my 28th.
Well, I was there for it.
I know. Did we go to, was that when we went to Denver? I don't remember.
That was either 28 or 29.
Yeah. I don't know. We went somewhere though. So
I feel like it was 28.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I don't know either.
I think we went somewhere for sure. So maybe that's the theme, just travel abroad.
Yeah.
Be your Mamma Mia.
My Mamma Mia self.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are the updates that we have for y'all.
Yes.
Anything else?
Don't think so.
Did we tell them about that we're going to the mixology class on Monday?
We spoke on it
But
last episode, yes.
did we say that we confirmed?
Yes.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you that are newly listening or did not listen to last week's
But I
episode,
didn't give too much detail
I
because
know.
I don't want to.
We're not giving too much detail. I'm not saying anybody's names. But if you didn't listen to last week's episode, pause and go listen to it. But if you just need a refresher, Luisa has a crush on a boy, aka a man. And she got dared to text him. He's a mixologist person. So that's kind of how we got inspired to start doing these little mocktail things for y'all.
Yeah.
Because she started going to this mixology class and she texted him because she got dared to a couple weeks ago. And he responded almost immediately, which I think that's a green flag. He's not scared to be like, he's not like trying to play games.
Right.
He's just over here, being like, man, I've been waiting for you to friggin' text me. You've had my number
I
forever.
know.
And so then we've been trying to get into one of his mixology classes, but haven't been able to. And he's like, oh, well, let me just get you
Well,
some,
what he said
squeeze
word
you
for
guys
word was
in.
like, when are you coming to another class? And I literally screenshotted that, like I held down that text bubble and I sent it to my therapist and I was like, am I being delusional or has this man been thinking about me?
Like, for real, that's why you shouldn't have waited so long.
I
And you just
know.
need to shoot your shots.
I
You need to
know.
shoot more shots.
I do.
Because you know what? The answer is always no if you don't ask.
True.
And if the answer is no, it's not changing anything that is currently going on because you're already saying no to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not asking the question or you're not doing the action.
Right.
So, and he surprised you.
He did. I was very shocked. But
So
I haven't
now,
talked to him since, though. But I know he has been busy.
well, that's okay.
So I'm
You've
not
been busy too.
that as well. Like, I'm not stressed about it because I'm like, I'm gonna see him this coming Monday. So
Yeah.
that'll be fine.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do not like filming in there, but we should do like a before and after and see how it went.
Yeah.
Like we're about to go in. And
Yeah.
we can update you guys. But anyway, so that's exciting. We're gonna be going there next week.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I haven't been to a class, so I'm excited to
Yeah, I don't know what
see
they'll
what
be
all this
making.
hype is about. What?
Yeah. It's just fun because, or maybe I just have a crush on this man and I'm like, the
And
class is just so much fun, and to everybody else,
the
they're just
class
like,
sucks.
this sucks.
Well, maybe because he only pays attention to you, they're like, I don't get any instructions on how to make my mocktail or my cocktail or whatever. And
Well, no,
this
like
girl
he.
over here gets all the praise and she gets the best drink and she gets prizes and we don't get anything. I'll just be happy to be at your table so
know.
we can get all the praise
I
over in our
know.
direction.
I know.
Okay, enough about you.
Okay, enough about me. Well, what's going on with you?
Nothing. That's
Nothing.
why I've been just spilling your tea.
I know. I mean, this is the first time in a long
I don't
time I've
have
had
it.
any tea to
I
spill.
know, and I don't have anything to spill. My tea information cup is low on the.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to report.
We're well balanced.
Yeah, I'm just working a lot.
Amen to
And
that.
yeah, I mean, this weekend didn't do too much.
I worked out. That was,
yeah,
that's a
I
big
saw
deal.
that.
Yeah. Well, with all these trips popping up on my calendar within the past 3 days, or like a couple weeks, I've got your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I am now, I guess, going to New York to go visit a friend that's in town from Ireland. Mm-hmm. For St. Patrick's Day. So that's going to be like back-to-back weekends.
Ooh.
Which was going to be fun. But then in May,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to Florida.
Ooh.
For Gulf Coast Jams, I think is what it's called. But mm-hmm. it's like a country concert, country music festival
mm-hmm.
with Cody Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Co Wetzel, Parker McCollum, Jelly Roll, and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that should be fun. But Angeline and I were talking, and we're like, dude, we need to, like, get in the gym because we're not going to be, like, the whales.
Oh, my beach. God. Shut up. Y'all are not whales.
I'm just saying it feels like that right now. So yeah.
Can I just say, like, this is not on our topics, but this is probably – I don't know, me, myself, something that I'm struggling with,
mm-hmm.
like, heavily, is, like, body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
And my self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, all-time low. All-time low.
Well, what do you think you need to, like, get out of that?
I don't know. Because, like, I'm working out, like, I'm, you know, trying to do all the things
yeah.
to get me out of a funk, but I'm just like not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Self-esteem is like huge because it's like the way that you talk to yourself and like the way that you envision yourself.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to my dad yesterday, and I guess in church they're talking about sharks or like shark attacks or something. And one of the guys, like, said a metaphor as, like, negative talk to yourself or negative thoughts is, like, a shark attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just one thought is, like, a shark bite. And then you're bleeding and mm-hmm. you've got blood everywhere. And then all these other sharks, these other negative thoughts mm-hmm. are coming into your head, which it's just, like, a downward spiral yeah. at that point. And yeah. then you get drug down into this hole where you can't get out of.
Yeah.
And it's like I sometimes will catch myself, especially, you know, when you're trying to like manifest something or you're trying to like, you know, be positive or do mm-hmm. something different. Like I'll catch myself and be like, you know, oh man, like this sucks or whatever. Right. And I will tell myself, you can't, no, like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Or, that's not a great example, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to do this, or I'm not good enough,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And it's
yeah.
like, you can't think like that. Otherwise,
yeah.
that's how it's going to be. And it's,
yeah.
if you tell yourself and you can encourage yourself to just be positive, and as much as it sucks and as hard as it is to like in your brain just flip that switch
mm-hmm.
to tell yourself you are good enough, yes, you can do that. Like when you're working out, it's so much easier when you say, I've got this, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're working out with somebody,
mm-hmm.
like encouraging each other, like we got this, we can do it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Only 10 more,
yeah,
you know. But the second I can feel myself lose strength when I am like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. I'm not strong enough. Like, mm-hmm. this is too heavy. But when I'm like, let's just get through it. We got to do it. You're
mm-hmm.
good. Like, it's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
But this is, you need to do this to get to your next goal.
Yeah.
It, first of all, goes by a lot quicker rather than, like, harping on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're embracing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, you get so much more out of it rather than complaining or just having those negative thoughts. And I'm just using like working out as an example, mm-hmm. because that's, I mean, just nobody likes working out. I mean, yeah. unless you're freaking crazy, but like there are people that work out every day and they don't like working out, I'm sure.
Yeah, me.
I don't like working out, but you know you have to do it. And yeah. the only way to get through it is to just do it, and then do also it. To just talk positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sucks.
Yeah. Well, like, I can say that I'm not negative to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I kind of just like, oh, ouch. I kind of just like look at myself and I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Have you ever like looked in the mirror and told yourself that you love yourself? Like looked yourself in the eyes?
No, because that's kind of weird.
But you should. You should try it.
I feel like that's going to creep me out.
Why?
Well, just like, I have a thing with mirrors.
You just say, you look in the mirror and you just say, I love you. And you're just talking to yourself.
I'll try it tomorrow. Because I always look at myself in the mirror. Like,
instead
that's something
saying,
it's like.
Instead of saying meh.
Well, I don't say meh. I just kind of like look at myself and
in
I'm like.
In your head, you say meh.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you're right.
So in your head, you say meh. You don't have to say it out loud. You can just look at yourself and say, I love you.
Okay.
And I promise you, you're going to start looking at yourself in the mirror. Do it for 7 days straight.
Okay.
See how you feel after the 7 days. Start tomorrow, and then next week when we record, let's see how you feel about yourself.
Okay.
And don't just make up some answer so I just stop bugging you. But really, all right. It really, like, I don't do it consistently, but I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times where I'll look at myself and you're going to feel silly because it's like nobody's here. I'm just talking to myself. Like,
yeah. But it's like, but what if like the mirror like answers back to me? Like,
the mirror's not going to answer back to you.
You don't know that.
I definitely know that.
Mm.
Unless you have like a hieroglyphic.
A haunted mirror.
AI mirror. That's like a, you know.
I'm not that rich.
Yeah, you don't. You don't, so you're good. But also, you can just, in your head, say, I love me. Like, I love, you know, I'm so funny. Or, I don't know, just compliment yourself throughout the day. And, like, when you say something funny.
Well, see that, I know I'm funny. But it's like, I guess I would have to say, like, I love.
What's like your biggest insecurity, you think?
My.
You got somewhere to be?
No. Sorry.
Luis is over here looking at her watch.
Not my arm. Well, I would say like my tummy.
Yeah.
That's like my biggest. Because I've never had a flat stomach.
Yeah.
Ever since I was like a little child with like nothing, no meat in her bones.
Just bones.
I've always had like a little like pudge. Not a pudge, but like the organs are there.
Yeah.
And that's always normal. Bothered me. And yeah. I, you know, we can blame 2000s media for that.
Yeah.
Because those girls were anorexic and I was over there like.
Oh, yeah.
Like probably 90 pounds and like, I'm fat.
I know. I was
and
there.
And it's like now I know it's like my tummy, it's like that's just my organs. But it's still so like.
It's like damn it. That time period. I mean, because those 2000 whatever magazines was a time when we were teenagers and we're like it really did.
Well, I was more of a child.
A tween. Like 2004.
Sure. I was 8.
Okay, well still, you're producing.
Yes.
You're being,
yeah,
you're
I
growing,
was growing
up.
Yeah.
You're producing, whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah, like growing up, that's what the norm
That's
in
what the
our head,
standards
the
were.
standard for society for a woman or a girl to look like. And it's like, oh my gosh, I have one little like flabby piece on my tummy and it's just skin. And as a teenager or even just like a girl going through puberty, it's like, what do you expect me to think? What do you expect me to feel about my body?
Yeah.
So that's one issue right there. But now that we're grown, we're just supposed to all of a sudden not have any insecurities and not have any, but everyone has their insecurities. And it's just like, how do you deal with those without coming off as like, poor, poor, pitiful me?
Yeah.
You know? That's another issue where we're just like, well, we'll just bury it deep down inside and not talk about it.
We'll deal with it in therapy.
Well, and then there's people that don't have a therapist and don't talk about it.
True.
So I think that it's being cognizant of those thoughts whenever they do come about. And it's not like, you know, you're not exercising and you're not eating good and you're not doing the things that you need to do and like taking care of yourself to be healthy. It's when those negative thoughts come in your head, it's changing that mindset. And you're like, you know what? No, like I am beautiful.
Yeah.
And the more that you say that, the more you're going to start believing it in your head.
Yeah.
Because even just that one negative thought, it might not seem like a lot, but one negative thought after one negative thought after one negative thought after day after day after day, even if it's just when you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and you only have that one negative thought in the whole day.
Yeah.
That one negative thought over time turns into like a crater.
Yeah.
And you have to like just break that wall down.
Yeah.
So that's your challenge.
Okay, that's my homework. All right.
You have to look at yourself, whether it's in the morning or before you go to bed or whatever, and just tell yourself that you love yourself.
Okay.
That's my advice.
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah. Because I'm there. I struggle with that too. I mean, it's hard
to... Well, I don't deny that we don't all struggle with it, but I like to think that I've grown to like really love and appreciate my body.
Yeah.
Because as like a Mexican woman that comes from a very like thick family of like big breasted women and like wide, I don't even know if I have white hips. Do I have white hips?
No.
No. But like a big butt or like not even a big butt, but like having a butt.
Yeah.
And comparing just myself curvy. To like curvy, yes. Comparing myself growing up to like the rest of my like little white friends.
Yeah.
Was definitely a struggle. And it's like something that like in my 20s I learned to like love and appreciate my body because it's like genetics, babe.
Yeah.
This is from a long line of history and like you were built this way. And so it's like I've come such a long way that it's like, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah. I think that, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's not going to be just because, you know, you've come a long way doesn't mean that you're not ever going to have like hardships or have those feelings come back. But it's important that whenever you do have those feelings come back, that you remind yourself of like, no, I am beautiful. I, you know, I'm strong. I'm, there's more than being skinny. Like there's more to life and there's more to being alive than being a stick.
Right.
And if you're healthy and you've got a family that loves you and you've got friends that support you and there's just a ton of different things that are more important in life than being skinny. And I mean, it's a nice reminder that you know, I'm sure that you're not the only one that feels like this, and yeah. that I'm not the only one that feels like this. That our listeners, I'm sure that there's people out there that are like suffering and feeling mm-hmm. the same way. Especially, I know that it's like probably majority females, but I know that men suffer from it too.
Oh, no, yeah.
But it's also like society needs to quit. Like, quit telling us how we need to look and what we need to, like, what's acceptable and what's yeah. not. Because well, everyone is their own person.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's society, and it's like, I come from a family where it's like, oh, you've gained weight. Oh, like, the first thing they comment on is your appearance. So yeah. I can tell you that we, the cousins that I'm close to, we definitely have... we've all have battled some eating disorder yeah. for sure. And it's like, as the black sheep of the family, it's like, I've done my best to like stand up for like the younger ones. And it's like, let them be, like,
yeah,
they're 15 or whatever. Like, their bodies, they're growing. They're
still growing. Yeah.
Or even like the guys in the family, like, they're so quick. Like, one of my cousins who has always been obsessed with fitness, like, I remember one time they're like, oh, you look too sick. And I'm like, he was just like lean. Like, he wasn't buffing up. And I was like, can we not just like for once just say like, hey, you look great.
Yeah.
You look healthy. You look happy. Like, yeah. why do we always, so like for my family, it's like, it was an obsession with like weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that fucked me up more than society.
Yeah. Well, especially coming from people that you love and their opinion is something that means a lot. So if they're over here telling you, like, you need to lose weight, or it basically is like, I'm not going to love you unless you lose weight. Kind yeah. of could come across like that as a teenager or an 8-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand that being a huge mind fuckery, honestly. Yeah. Like, I don't know how else to describe that. Like, that's probably the best way to do it, because, and they probably don't even mean, like, they don't mean any harm by it, but they don't understand the depth of the destruction it's causing.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Mm. You think that they meant to cause you harm from it? No. Well, that's also another level to
that's the whole reason why I'm the black sheep of that family.
Yeah, it's a whole
yeah.
another story.
Well, because it'd be different if it's like they did care, but it's like when they take it into like teasing matters and they yeah. like joke about it and stuff, like, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So, anyways.
Well, let's cheers to body positivity and loving ourselves.
Yes.
And to positive thoughts. Being nice to ourselves.
Yes.
How did we get on that topic?
I don't know. Oh, I was just talking about how I was struggling with my self-esteem. But to the main topics of the night.
Yeah. One more thing
yes.
before we get to the main topics. If there is anybody out there that is struggling with their self-confidence or their appearance or self-esteem, just know that you're not alone. And if you ever need anybody to talk to, Louisa and I are here for you, and you're beautiful. Just remember that. That's all.
Yeah. There's only one DNA of you, or
whatever that saying, however that saying goes.
Yeah.
There's only one you.
Yeah.
I read I'm not even going to say this because I don't remember what I read, but it was powerful. That's all. It is something about,
that's all we're going
like,
to get.
You only have like one life, or I don't know. I'll look it up and find it, but I don't even know why I said that because I can't really remember it. Okay. What are our real topics?
Okay. So
we're already 40 minutes in.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, okay, they're the last four.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about her?
Well, I just want to talk about how I love that she's in love, and everybody else that hates it, whether it's the Brad and the Chads or people that are just over the media coverage on it, be mad at the media for that.
Yes, I agree.
The reason I wanted to bring this up is because I follow this independent journalist,
mm-hmm.
and I usually like her because she has very good topics and points, talking points. She's very biased. She covers things, I think, very unbiasedly. But her one take on Taylor Swift, I'm like, I just don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of goes hand in hand with what our next topic would be.
Mm-hmm.
But one of her talking points back when Travis and Taylor dating rumors started was that their PR stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody that follows celebrity gossip
religiously,
like since I was a child, I was watching E! News.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that Michael Jackson's death was like my first like what bit me into like dive into celebrity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you I can sniff out a PR couple like real quick.
Yeah.
Whether it's, yeah, whether they're small or big, whatever, I can sniff them out. And so they're not I truly genuinely think, not just me being a Swiftie, I genuinely don't think they're a PR couple. Because if they were, it would be like him having a bad rep, or like they would both need some kind of boosting.
Right.
But they're both so big in their own universes that it's like, why would they need it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so one of her theories, I guess, is that like they're like a plant for the political parties, and they're like going to, and I'm just like,
no, Lord.
I'm like, this woman's about to go on a world tour.
Yeah.
She's about to travel from Tokyo to Vegas and back to Australia.
Yeah.
In a matter of like 24, 48 hours. She doesn't have time to be ploying with political parties.
Yeah.
She's got better stuff to do. And so this, she really, like, one of the things that really bothered me on her Instagram story, and it's just like, why can't we just love or just enjoy the simplicity of like the moment that we're living in? Because mm-hmm. like someone on TikTok, this was a guy too, he was like, we're witnessing history. Like what we're like watching, it's like shit that we only saw like on TV growing up on Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, maybe it's me as a romantic, but it's
I don't
like,
think it's Cinderella story because Cinderella was like from the bottom and then she became.
Well, she was, Taylor was at the bottom.
Not when she met Travis.
Well, no, not when she met Travis, but like she's been at the bottom.
Right, but she built herself up to where she is.
Yeah.
She was a billionaire before
him.
Him, yeah.
But
I get what you're saying.
And sorry. So one of the things the journalist said, and because I came across it on TikTok, and I was like, wait, I follow her. Let me go check her stories. And she writes, and she's not a Swiftie, which I get. A lot of people don't like Taylor Swift. I get it.
Yeah.
Just my brother doesn't like Taylor Swift. But to me, it's like, okay, like you have to give me more than just like, I don't like her. Like,
right.
Maybe you don't like her genre of music. Okay, that's fine. Like,
yeah,
whatever. But she wrote on one of her like Instagram stories, she's like, I watch clips of this summer's Taylor Swift concerts and liked Humanity 25% less. And I was just like, I was telling my mom, I was like, because this girl's from California. And I was like, is it the water they're giving the people in California? Like, what is going on?
Why did she say that?
I don't know. She just says, like, I know I don't like Taylor Swift and I'll lose followers for this. And, like, she just kept spewing stuff. And it's like, I get it. Like, we're in a election year. Like, it's going to be very volatile. But to pin two people that have, like, nothing.
My thing is like, if you don't like something, and if you don't like something that somebody does or somebody says, like, just unfollow them.
Yeah.
You do not have to continuously follow somebody or continuously be updated on things, on, like, anything that you don't want to be updated on. You can literally block whoever you want on social media.
Yeah.
You can pick what you see on social media. You don't have to talk about it. Like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
They're not bothering you. They're not.
Like, TikTok has a good feature. Like, if you ever come across a video, you're not, like, you're like, why did this pop
up?
You can hold down, like, the screen, and, like, a list of things will pop up, and you can put not interested.
Mm.
And TikTok will make sure to never put stuff like that in your algorithm.
Interesting.
For people that did not know that.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, for me, it's like, I was like, oh, like, this, she's made an article before, because I'm in her newsletters, and I was like this woman, like, if people ever go watch Miss Americana, like, her dad and her team of, like, of her music company, like, they know how high of a risk celebrity she is.
Right.
Like, stalker-wise, and just death threats and stuff, like, they know how high risk she is. Like, in her documentary, Miss Americana, which you can watch on Netflix, she wants to speak out against, like, somebody that was running in Tennessee, and she's like, she just doesn't stand for the Christian values that I value.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad and, like, some of her team members were like, no, we can't let you do this. Like, you're just going to flop and, like, whatever. And she's like, her dad was like, I'm literally buying you bulletproof cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't think she would willingly, especially with how fucking chaotic it is in Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
I don't think her parents, who are such big influences to her,
mm-hmm.
would let her, like, sign her life away to partnering up with whoever's circus on either side of the aisle, honestly.
But it honestly, like, wouldn't surprise me either if they made it, like, any political party, like, made them, it, like, maybe be, like, a non-negotiable, like, you have to, or we'll exile you, or whatever. I don't know. The government's crazy. Like,
they really are.
Like, I don't necessarily trust them.
I don't either.
But I was going to say something, too. I really think that people dislike the Travis and Taylor situation or relationship because at least the girls that don't like it are because they had a crush on Travis Kelce, and they're like, in their delusional minds, maybe thought that they would potentially be with Travis Kelce one mm-hmm. day in their imagination. And then Taylor Swift, who is obviously this rich, famous billionaire mm-hmm. who has all this money and is super famous and blah, 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 she gets the guy. And it's like, well,
but mind you, he made the first move.
I understand that, but that's in a delusional person's
very
mind.
Very delusional. That's like me being upset about Robert Pattinson becoming a dad. If anything, exactly. I'm like super happy and excited for him.
Exactly. But people are crazy.
I know they are.
So I think that
Taylor Swift's literally
a drive of why people like don't approve of the relationship or think it's fake or whatever, because it's like, well, I don't know.
The stance I'm coming from, it's like, as someone that's followed her since I was in middle school,
mm-hmm.
this is like watching, and this is like a very like, this is me being delusional. This is like me watching mm-hmm. my best friend finally like get the love she deserves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, if you were Taylor Swift and you were experiencing
and I was dating Travis Kelce.
But if you were experiencing like the same level of commitment and stuff, I would be just as excited. I would be literally like kicking and screaming and being like, oh my God, like I can't believe, like,
yeah, it's exciting.
It's just exciting for her to be, because it's like, at the end of the day, we all want that. And
right.
to see that, it's like, oh, it is attainable.
But it's also like, people are just so negative and don't want other people to be happy.
Yeah, that's what my mom told me. She's like, Lisa, they're just like, they're just envious.
Yes, they're envious. They don't, if they don't have that, they don't want her to have that, or they don't want him to have that.
Yeah.
Because they're sad in their own lives, honestly. It's like, just be happy for them. They're not bothering anybody.
No.
Like, who cares? I mean, as a football watcher, Like, who cares if the cameras go on to Taylor Swift when it's halftime or whatever? Yeah. Like, it's not like they're...
It's not like she's paying them.
Right. She's just there to watch the freaking game. But yeah. Also, any other celebrity, male celebrity, I saw this, any other male celebrity that goes to the game and they get the camera put on them, it's, we're not talking about that. We don't even know who went to the game.
Yeah.
But there's male celebrities that go to the game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that not a big deal? Because they're not billionaires?
They're not dating someone on the team?
Right. Like, it's silly to be so mad about it.
Yeah.
And people get so upset about it. Yeah. That's why, just be happy with for them and move on. Or just, if you don't like it, then just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Just move along.
Just turn away. Yeah. Another thing that I've seen that, like, what, like, her going to his football games have actually brought, like, fathers and daughters, like, closer together. Because, like, daughters are actually, like, watching football games.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, dads are, like, excited because, like, before, like, me, I mean, I don't talk to my father, but it's, like, if I had a normal dad who watched football, I'd be like, oh, my God, yes, let's watch the Chiefs game. Like, let's bond. Like, and I think that's also, like, something just very sweet that we should also hone in on because it's, like, most dads are just like watching the football game and like their daughters are like whatever.
Well, yeah, because most people don't care.
Yeah,
but yeah, I agree. That's really sweet. I thought you were gonna say that she's brought in over $300 million in revenue to the Chiefs and the NFL over this past season.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that as well.
Yeah, like that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, good for her. Good for the Chiefs. Good for
good
the
for
NFL.
The NFL. Yeah.
Like,
of course they're going to keep showing her on camera.
The NFL is like, we're making money every time
exactly,
we show her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why would we not?
Their shares are probably like up.
Exactly. And you know what? The people that are watching, it's not like they turn the TV because it's like, they only show her for 20 seconds. You're going to turn off the game? No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's
okay. So funny. Next topic.
Next topic. Well, you were going to talk about your crazy thing that you've been seeing on TikTok.
Yeah, and it's kind of scaring me. Like, my thoughts are like, what if this actually
You're
happens?
You're overthinking?
I'm not overthinking. I'm actually just thinking if it happens, like, what the heck's going to – what are we going to do? So I've been seeing on TikTok, and I don't know if it's just now a part of my algorithm, and I might just need to be like, I don't want to see this kind of stuff because I want to be naive.
Are you liking them?
No. Well, I guess I shared it, so Are I you, shared it to you.
Yeah, if you interact.
Yeah. But I needed to share it with somebody.
No,
can't
I know.
Just be sitting on this news. If it's true, we got to prepare. Like, I can't just be the only one that knows. Me and this creator.
Yeah.
Whoever made this video. So... The video is this guy asking Alexa, he goes, Alexa, who's going to win the 2024 election? And Alexa returns and answers and says, there's not going to be an election in 2024 because there's going to be like an apocalypse of some sort in September beforehand. And there's not going to be a need for the election because, I think she said 85% of, and this could all be made up, obviously, but she said 85% or only 15% of us on
I'll survive.
On the U.S. are going to survive.
I mean, Alexa does like to play games.
But
have we tried asking Siri?
No. But then I saw another one.
Oh
it
gosh.
Was like a... And this is also a movie plot, but it tied into this other video that I saw about there's not going to be an election because there's going to be an apocalypse of some sort or like the world, something happens where, but it's the, and it's, he compares it to a movie that came out. So who knows if this is true or not, I guess we'll wait and see. But the movie starts on a lunar eclipse, which he's like, okay, well, I'm looking up lunar eclipse, blah, blah, blah. There's one in March, and then there's one in September. And then throughout this movie, he's like, well, this is the date, and it's like the date of on this like computer, and it's like September blah 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 2024 or something like that. And so yeah, it's just making me think.
It's making you anxious.
It's making me think like, well, it's January. So if this something were to happen, we need to maybe go get a gun and prepare ourselves.
See, there's two types of people in the world. People that prepare and me, I'm just like, you know what? If it's time.
You're not going to even fight back?
I think we're at a point in history where the people are kind of tired of the government shit.
If there were zombies, let's just say that.
Zombies are real, Erin.
I'm just saying, if there was some sort of apocalypse, zombies the most whatever.
I mean, I would run away. I wouldn't fight back.
What if they find you? You're just going to let them eat your brains?
I don't think it would be in a zombie apocalypse.
I'm not. It's just an example, because what other kind of apocalypse is there going to be?
I don't know. An alien apocalypse?
Maybe.
I would willingly go with them, too. Be like, yes, let's go.
What if they're not nice, though?
I mean, my mom could tell me that, since she seems to be the expert on aliens.
So you would just willingly go and submerge yourself and, like, be one with the apocalypse? You wouldn't fight back?
I mean, it depends on fight back. Because like,
85% to 15% is a lot of people.
I mean, the chances of me dying fighting back are higher than me running away and hiding.
Say that again?
The chances of me dying are higher if I fight back than me running away hiding.
If you go and hide and then they find you.
I mean, I'd have to fight back then, but I'm not going to go willingly, like,
I'm not going to go willingly fight either, but, like, I want to know, like, you want to know what you're doing, and you want to, like, like, if you don't have anything to fight back with, how are you going to fight back? You're going to go hide and just...
Well, no, like, I'll come across, like, weapons.
Hopefully.
For sure.
Hopefully.
But, like, at the same time, like, I don't know.
Right now, where would you go if you needed to get a gun?
One of those gun shows they're always having.
I don't think they're going to have a gun show in the middle of an apocalypse, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant like right now.
No, in the middle of an apocalypse. That's what I'm saying. Like, be prepared. Like, go to the gun show now before it happens and get what you need to get.
Well, yeah. I don't know. This is giving me anxiety. I already don't sleep well.
Well, now you can join the club, because I've been thinking about this for a couple days.
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of fear-mongering, and fear controls people is yeah. One thing I want to remind people. So let's not all believe everything
right.
Alexa's saying, because Alexa's also owned by one of the richest men in the world who could easily end world poverty by just giving out $1 million, and he'd still be the richest man in the world. Mm. Let's just paint that picture.
He could probably give $1 billion.
For sure.
And still be the richest man in the world.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I know. It's just like freaky to think about. Because remember I was telling you that if they make a movie about it, there could be some truth of it potentially happening in real life. I said that in another episode recently.
No, yeah. But that's like saying, did you ever watch that movie, War of Worlds, with Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning?
Maybe.
It's like an old movie. And it's like a movie where, like, I think he's supposed to get his kids, I don't know where he lives, but to like the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But alien apocalypse happens. Mm-hmm. But I think they're coming from, like, the ground, not the sky.
Mm.
And so it's literally, like, a war in between worlds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it's, like, if you really put that into context, it's, like, okay, then that means there's got to be some truth to that movie. There's got to be some truth to Star Wars.
I mean.
And there's got to be some truth to Harry Potter.
That's what I said. I was like, you never know.
So
we are so small. Like, we are not the only. No, we're not. So small. No. Like,
and there's something living in the ocean. Because you're telling me, now that we're diving into this, you're telling me NASA was created to explore the ocean and something scared them and they started exploring the space? That's a little sus.
Mm-hmm. That's Did sus you send to me. Me that video?
I don't know.
Of that little girl asking the astronaut why we haven't ever gone back to the moon?
I don't remember.
And the guy, he says that he's a diver in that interview with that little girl. And he said that they never went to the moon.
That's another thing. It was staged. India just tried to go to the moon.
Did they make it?
I don't think they did.
I feel like it's not that far away. Like, if we've gone, have we gone to Mars?
No. We've sent a rover to Mars. Which, that's really sad. Because a little rover would, like, sing himself happy birthday. Like, have you seen those videos?
No, it's not real. It's not a live thing.
Yes. You've never seen...
Do not tell me that, because I already put feelings... I already associate feelings with objects already.
No, yes. That's why it's like a little Wall-E, Erin. Oh, my God. It's really sad. I'm going to find it.
Do not send me a video. Do not.
But, like, he, like, sends a message to Houston or whoever, and it's like, my battery is dying, like, I don't know how much time I'm gonna, and it's like, and he sings himself happy birthday. It's like probably like one of the saddest videos.
Why? So he doesn't have emotion, he just tells them facts.
I don't know, because like the way, that's another thing, AI is like, really, I do not like AI at all.
Not in robots.
Yes, I do not like AI and robots, because there are some, for example, there's this robot named Sophia, and she's an AI, like, full-on robot, and she's got a human face, and, like, the rest of her is a robot.
That's weird.
She learns, like, by human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, that is really... really scary.
Yeah.
And it's like, me as a normal human being, like, somebody like does me wrong, like, I'm pissed. You imagine you do a robot wrong?
Well, and also, who's teaching the robot how to act right?
Because you don't. It's a computer.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a cloud.
But that's what I'm saying, is that it picks up on, like, let's say, you know, you get mad at me and you punch me in the face. That robot's watching this interaction and be like, oh, that's how you treat somebody when you're mad or you feel that emotion.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Because I think it has like a dictionary and within its programming that I think it would know that, like, you know, like, punching people is not right. But, like, if you were to do something dirty to her,
she's going to
punch you. Then she'd probably punch you.
That's what I'm saying, is that if she got mad at you, she would know, okay, Louisa punched her, I'm going to punch her too.
True. Oh, that's so scary.
I saw something about an AI robot, like, beating up somebody in the Tesla factory.
Oh,
over
yeah, and they had
Frisco,
a shutdown.
And
yeah.
They, like, there was blood drawn.
Mm-hmm. That it shut it down. It had a malfunction, or that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they probably punched the robot. Probably punched the guy.
I think he did more than punch him.
Could you imagine? That would be scary.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah,
you'd be scared of, like, electronics for the rest.
What
of
if
your
it's
life?
A freaking robot apocalypse?
It would be like that movie with Will Smith,
yeah.
iRobot.
Yeah. See. Movie made.
But what the fuck are we gonna do? We're just gonna, like, unplug the Wi-Fi for the rest of the eternity?
Deprogram them? Somebody's gotta, I don't know, somebody's behind, gotta be behind the robots.
My money is on Elon Musk.
I mean, he would be a good contender.
And you know what? My money is on him being an alien, too.
I could see that as well.
Because you know what? Like,
I bet him and Bezos... They could be in cahoots.
Could be, yeah, because him and Mark Zuckerberg don't like each other. But Elon Musk, he has Asperger's, which is like a spectrum of autism. And it's like, of course an alien would say they have autism to explain their weirdness. Like, you know, in the movies when it's like an alien, like E.T., and it's like, oh, it's just my cousin visiting from Omaha or like Yamaka or somewhere random.
Oh
To
my
explain their weird
God. Yeah, like why
actions.
and why his head is like so, like
Yes.
ET's head is like so oddly
Yes.
shaped and looks like a brain.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he just got a condition. He's fine. He doesn't get much
Okay. He
sun.
was dropped as a child.
He
He's
lives
good.
in Idaho. He eats a lot of potatoes.
He's from the Appalachian
Yeah.
Mountains.
He rides goats to school.
So.
Oh my gosh. I remember ET. That
I
was,
used to be scared of him.
I mean, he's kind of scary looking.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But yeah, so I think that we should do some sort of just mentally preparing.
Yeah. I also think I'm just going to throw this out there because I've seen it on TikTok. You know, like all this talk about like war and stuff. And it's like, why don't we just throw the leaders into a ring, you know, gladiator style? I was telling you this earlier because it's like, I'm not the one picking a fight. You're the one using my tax money for nonsense I don't want to be involved in. It's like, maybe we should throw you in the ring. And that's actually going to like make us want to elect younger people because we're going to want the young, fit guy. Smart one, too, not just any young, fit guy. To like win in the gladiator war ring.
Yeah, because I mean, the contenders right now,
They're all old. And you know what? It'd be really easy.
I would
Boom,
be
boom.
pretty easy to just, knock them out one by one.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I
Like, we
mean,
just need young.
I feel like that would, like, instead of going to war, like, as a country against country or, civil war,
Civilians against civilians, yeah.
in our own country, but, like, if we did wars against, the US in another country, it's like, okay, the president of each country gets to pick one soldier. And I actually wish, I don't know what the movie is called, but it had Brad Pitt in it,
You told me about this.
and it was like the president of each
Like the king.
king, yeah, the king at the time. But in today's world, it would be the president
Right.
or whatever, the pope or whatever, would choose one. The Queen of England. I mean, she's not,
She's passed.
I know, but if she was still alive, she would get to choose. They would choose one person to fight, and whoever, it's like Hunger Games style.
I don't want civilians to go.
No,
I want to put
okay, yeah.
them people like on. I want to see.
It's Hunger Games style, I know, but how about this? Hunger Games style of the people that chose to be politicians.
Yes. The ones that have their hands in dirty shit, which is
But
all of them.
yeah, if you're a politician,
All
your
of
hands are
them.
dirty. So, okay, as the president, you get a pass because you have the highest power. But
But
if
if you fuck
you're
up, we throw
in,
you in.
yeah, if you say r something wrong, you're in. But if you're in anywhere, whether it's mayor,
Governor,
governor,
counselor.
everything, from the bottom to the top,
Exactly.
you are put into a pool, like a pool, in
Ooh,
Hunger
yeah, and
Games style.
may the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. And
Yes.
you get
This is
sent.
very French of us, you know?
It is.
It's giving like a French Revolution. I love it.
I mean, I think that we would save a lot of lives that way.
Oh, 100%.
But also,
And
sometimes
they would respect civilians more.
they should.
I don't think they do.
They don't.
They don't.
That's why they
They're
don't care.
using our tax
That's
money.
why they don't care. They'll say things and then they don't follow through on them because they just want to get elected so they have
They're also
power.
old, okay? They probably don't even remember
You
what they
think
said.
they forgot?
Yes. I can tell you that there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that I'm like, this is elderly abuse.
I don't think that it's forgetting. I think that
they're senile.
No, I think that they say what they need to say to get into the office, and then they just do whatever they want.
Yes,
also, I think, too, just the way that the government moves and, like, passing things and, like, who needs to read and approve and blah, 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 and whatever. Like, that process is just very slow.
It's outdated.
Yeah. And it shouldn't take 10 years to pass a bill.
I agree.
Like, it just shouldn't. Because it's like, okay, one president comes in and he's like, oh, I have this great idea. We should do this, this, this. And then their term is up in four years. Hopefully they get reelected. And it's like, okay, well, it still didn't pass. Like, I can only be president for 8 years.
Yeah. And it's like, really, if you really think about it, like, the power is held in the Speaker of the House because they get to choose what gets shown on the floor.
Yeah. So it's really however they wake up that day and what they want to be on their
agenda. Little bitches. And of course they have to be men. Like, let's be honest. Like, I was telling somebody at work the other day, and I was like, all these wars caused by men. If it were women, we'd probably, like, sit down, probably call each other bitches, and then we'd be like, okay, how are we going to resolve this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get into, like, a screaming match, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there are people out there that would maybe punch somebody.
Well, 100%.
I don't want to be punched.
I'm not saying you're going to have to be
and
punched,
but I
think...
I don't want my hair to be pulled.
I think...
I can yell at somebody all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to touch me physically. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I am not made for war.
Me either. And that's why I'm saying we send them motherfuckers in.
I don't think that no one's made for war. We should all just freaking get along. Let's
exactly. Let's exactly
take, like, turns.
I sent you a TikTok of a guy.
Turns. Let's roll the dice. Let's see what it lands on. Have a couple of different options.
Right? Like, let's what?
Try it out.
Dodgeball, guys.
Yeah, let's play dodgeball. I like that idea. Let's play dodgeball.
A friendly game of tag.
Yeah, monkey in the middle.
Right.
Like, Red Rover, Red Rover. Send the USA over, and then, like, the USA has to, like, try to break through the barrier.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, then you just sit out, and the other team that wins gets to do what they want to do for the week.
Yeah.
Like, let's just take turns.
Yeah.
Like,
Olympic
like
style.
Elementary school PE.
Yes, I agree.
I think we should propose this to the government. See how they...
I agree.
How they like
because
it.
They're talking to the wrong generations. You know?
Yeah.
We don't... We get food delivered to us. We have Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, everything. It's like, really? You're going to ask me to go risk my life for you?
Well, no. It wouldn't be for them. It would be for the other civilians.
Well, no, the other civilians are probably, like, agreeing with me.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's them people that are wanting us to...
I mean, yeah, no one wants to, but
it's
also...
It's like, you know what? Women suffragettes, like, revoke my rights. I will be a housewife.
No. We're not going back in time.
I don't want to open a credit card. It's fine.
I think you're going a little too far. I think you're getting a little carried away with, they're not going to send you to war. You're already too old. Sorry. You're about to be 28. I think you're in the clear.
Thank God.
You are in the clear. So you don't have to worry about it.
I know, but I still worry for, like, to begin with, like, let's be honest, us millennials, Gen Z, we're not mentally well.
I don't think anyone's really mentally well.
But for us that own it, I don't think, like, I think we're worse off.
What?
Like, mentally, this is going to sound really bad. Like,
I think I need you have to be mentally unwell to join the military.
Yeah, you get rejected.
I mean, just, I think it's really honorable, and I think it's great, like, there's a lot of great benefits when you do that. 100%,
yeah. I know many people that serve our country.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
I don't think that they're serving their country for the politicians. They're serving their country for the people. 100%, and that's
Well, that's why I'm saying also, like, it's not fair for them to be put in a situation made by the politicians.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of just how everything, not like, that's just how everything works. There's a chain of command. There's a chain of command in your work. There's a chain of command in my work. It's just, that's their job and that's their chain of command.
I know. I just want.
That's like me saying.
I just want to chop some heads, like
me,
okay?
That's like me saying, like, Louisa, it's not fair that your boss tells you what to do every day and tells you that you need to do this, this, and this. But it's like, that's your job.
True.
You know? Like, unfortunately, but they also signed up for it.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I signed up for it, too.
You signed up for your job. Yeah, you did. And they made a commitment. And it's a great commitment to have. But it's also, like, there's a lot of sacrifice in it. Like, there's a ton of, I don't know. There's a lot of pros and cons, but
for sure.
I mean, I think that what our government could do by asking and needing people to want to sign up is to have more
resources
for when they come home,
mm-hmm.
because
The vets,
Veteran Affairs.
Yeah. So, so under.
Like funded?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and just like Wounded Warriors, and there's mental things like homelessness, and there's a lot of issues that are not necessarily caused by, you know, being in the military, but there's nothing to help them when they come back.
Agreed.
Of like reestablishing themselves into society.
Yeah.
And a lot of them come back and they just don't know how to, because you have to think about it. You can sign up to be in the military when you're 18 years old. So you come back and you've, you know, suffered this traumatic experience
trauma.
And trauma and, you know, have PTSD and all of this stuff, and then you come back and there's no support. There's no,
yeah,
you know, there's, and I'm sure, I say there's none, but I'm sure there's some, but there should be more. And
100%.
Also, people need to act on it too, because, I mean, just like therapy, unless you go, you can't get the benefits of it unless you go. So, I don't know. This was a really interesting turn of events. Yeah.
I just want us to, you know, be a little French, you know?
Yeah, like,
we can hold our politicians accountable.
I agree. I think,
you know, like the French are. Like, I don't, there's not enough news coverage, but the farmers are in France are right now protesting.
Mm.
And they are, like, pouring, like, cow manure all over, like, you know, like the White House, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris Fashion Week is still going on. Like, it's just such a weird.
Yeah, it's like the media is not covering.
But it's like, I feel like we could take a little bit as Americans. We could take a few notes.
Well, did you see what I sent you today about Texas? Like starting to become their own state.
See, that's where I'm also like,
Like, we're supposed
to be. I don't
want
to be in a civil war. Like,
I don't want to. That's what I'm saying.
I'm tired of it. That's why I'm.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, if this is starting now, September is 9 months away. There's a lot that could happen in 9 months.
Texas, we need to get rid of the old people.
It's not the old people. It's the immigration. Like, what this issue is the federal people want us to just be able to let everyone into our state and our, like, country.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas is like, no, we're putting barbed wire on our...
And I agree to that. I agree to that. I'm not...
Everyone to come in, but... I mean, let's just wait until the election. Like, we don't need to go into a civil war.
I know. It's like...
But it is scary because...
It is scary. I agree. Like, that aspect, like, I agree. Like, I don't think we should be letting just anybody in. I'm not saying that they're criminals or whatever. No. I'm just saying that they're coming in, and they're not Mexican. No. They are from Central America, South America. They're not well-informed. There are literally, I truly think that there's, like, probably, like, more information on this, but I truly think it's, like, politically driven in some form, because it's, like, I was reading that there's, like, a caravan of, like, I don't know how many thousands of people being led by, like, I don't even know what to call them, like, people that are, like, yeah, we're gonna cross the border, and it's, like, they're not, like, it sucks over here, people, like, I'm not saying it sucks over here, but it's like job wise, inflation wise, like house marketing wise, you're not gonna have it easy.
Yeah. Well, compared to where people are coming from, it's
probably better. Easier. And then I also speak on, like, from family that lives in Mexico, from the stragglers that decided to stay in Mexico, they're being given, like, voting rights and housing and all of this stuff, and it's like, for the Mexican people that have, like, worked their entire lives off, it's like they're freeloaders.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, very exhausting on both ends.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, sadly something has to be done about it. Like, close the borders. But something like...
Well, did you see the video of, like, somebody, I don't know what his name is, but it was, like, he was, like, a Eastern European, not European, but Eastern, what am I trying to say? I don't want to say, like, a city or a state or country, like, but, like, what am I trying to say?
I don't know, like, what you're trying to say.
From Saudi Arabia. Middle Eastern. Oh, my God. I couldn't figure out.
You're, like, Eastern European, and I was, like, and then you kept saying Eastern, and I was, like.
I knew Eastern was in what I was trying to say. Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Descent, and he was trying to cross the border, and he was being argumentative, and he looks into a camera of, like, somebody filming him, and he was like, you don't know who I am yet, but you're gonna know, like, the U.S. is gonna know who I am sooner or later, like, threatening the U.S. And so, like, there's been people that have, you know, gone through and figured out who this guy is, and he's part of some sort of or related to some sort of terrorist people. And I don't think that he is, but he's connected to them. And so it's like, you don't just come over and make threats when you want to come into our country. Like, we're not going to let you in.
Yeah. But something like my junior high school teacher, she was my humanities teacher. Because the south border has always been a debacle.
Finicky. Yeah.
Whether you're looking at the Texas border, let's be honest, Florida, it's always been very open, very finicky. But she always said, she's like, we're always so concerned about the south border, but we never look at the northern border. And she's like, if I'm going to bet my money on where people are coming in from, it's the Canadian border, because it's so easy to go in and out from. Mm-hmm. Than the southern border.
Yeah.
So.
I think, too, the southern border is just so looked at upon because of the drugs. And, like, that a lot of smuggling happens.
Yeah.
On, you know, obviously, like, in the Gulf and between Mexico and Texas, and like that's just a huge problem in itself, rather than not just people coming across illegally, it's smuggling drugs too. And I'm sure things happen across Canada too, but like I think the access is more on the south part of it too. But yeah, you're right. Probably people come across all the time from
So,
Canada.
yeah, that well, that took a turn, guys.
I know.
That
Yeah, that was not on the agenda,
was not on the
honestly.
agenda. We were going to talk about also starting your life
Yeah,
over.
really. Well, I mean, if the apocalypse comes and we survive, we're gonna have to start our lives over, and you know,
We'll have to learn how to garden.
I can garden. I mean, we could figure it out.
Well, we better stock up on those books, man.
I mean, how hard is it to garden?
I mean, you have to like think about weather patterns, like when's the right time to like plant your seeds so they like grow in time for harvest.
Yeah.
That's another thing I want us to like go into. Not on the podcast, like individually. And to like have our own like self-sustainable, like I guess like ecosystem or like I don't know how to explain that.
Just like our own felt self-made garden, like
And like farm. Yeah.
I don't really want to do that.
Why? We're gonna have to. You
Why?
just said we're gonna have to prepare for an apocalypse. We might as well.
I mean, yeah.
We might as well start learning how to milk a cow.
Oh,
And
Lord.
how to drink raw milk, because it's gonna
Oh.
be a rough couple of first
I
months,
know.
let me
No,
tell you.
more oat milk in
Well,
Starbucks. Just give us the
I
whole
haven't
milk.
had Starbucks in 3 months.
Okay, well, you're not going to get Starbucks if there's an apocalypse.
I'll be fine. I've already had it. I haven't had it in months.
No coffee either. We can maybe make coffee grounds.
We'll find instant coffee at one of those like old Kroger's.
We need to like get a storage unit where we start keeping items that we just collect. And say, like, peanut butter would be a great thing to collect. I saw another TikTok of somebody, they're starting to sell like pre-made things like food, 100 and something pre-bagged food, dehydrated food meals. It's like 128 of them for $60 at Costco.
Let's end on a positive note.
I'm just saying,
No, I
that's a good
know.
deal
It is a good
if
deal.
you think about it.
It is. And you know what? If nothing happens, we can always return it to Costco and get our money back. But
I wonder if it's like good for your like a diet.
I don't think it is.
No.
No. I've heard like dehydrated food sucks.
Yeah, probably.
So.
It's probably just more for like nutrition and to survive. It's not for
Yeah, it's
taste.
not for
It's not like a
taste.
steak.
We could be like the Michelin stars of dehydrated food, the Michelin chefs.
We can make our own. And then
And make it taste good.
people will
And then
want to
people are
buy.
gonna wanna look at us, always being
And
business savvy, pre or post-apocalypse.
then we can just buy like a big mountain or like hill that will be where our house is or in our headquarters. Actually, we don't really want the headquarters to be. Maybe we do.
We don't want to be targeted. We don't need to be, well, we do need to be on a hill because then we can see.
Right. But I was saying, like, if we have the headquarters there, then we're gonna have an endless amount of food and we will not ever run out. We just have to keep the headquarter location a secret so no one knows where to find us.
Okay. Well, we're
And then
not
we
going to
can have
say it on
our,
the
no, well, we don't have one yet. So
podcast. They don't know.
this is a non-existent thing. But then all of our family can come and live there with us.
True.
The specific, like the ones what we want to come, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not everyone.
Maybe not everyone.
We can leave Aunt Jemima on the
Could
bottom
leave
of the
certain
hill.
aunts out
Yeah.
and uncles, but let's try to end on a positive note, guys, and Erin, I'm going to teach you how to put not interested on your TikToks.
Okay.
Because to end on a more positive, serious note, I don't think an apocalypse is going to happen. We're just too far advanced and we're like too lazy. If it were to happen, we'd end up like Wall-E, sadly. I see that.
Like Wall-E?
Yeah, Wall-E.
What do you mean?
Like us being shipped off into space until Earth feels better and then we come back.
Mm.
You've watched Wall-E, right?
No. I just know he's a
Erina.
Robot man. Little robot boy. I don't necessarily think an apocalypse is going to happen, but I'm not like truly convinced that a civil war might happen. Like maybe not like
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think like a true back in the day like it used to, or how they used to go to war like with their little spears and stuff.
They had shotguns.
Whatever they had, I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be more, I don't know. It's going
to,
something,
I don't think,
I feel like something
I do
is
have to
happen.
Say, I don't think Texas can succeed from the U.S. because we have a lot of federal bases, like U.S. bases, and we get a lot of federal money from that. So we would lose a lot of federal funding. So I think it would just have to be not us, but the other side is just going to have to be like, okay, fine, like, you win. You can keep your barbed wire.
I mean, and I feel like that's probably what it's
And I think that's what's going
to Especially because...
A very gentleman's agreement.
Some handshake bullshit.
Some, yeah, some like...
Well, and also just
okay,
with,
man.
Yeah,
fucking
also...
Man.
But what are we promising? We're promising something. And... Or to be able to, you know?
I don't think we'd be promising anything.
That's what politics is. I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine.
Okay, but see, that's very dirty.
That's what politics is, Louisa.
I know it is.
We've literally just been talking about that for the past hour.
I know, but it's like, I mean, we can't, not from anybody in current government, but I'd like to say that it's like, okay, you can keep your barbed wire and whatever, but I don't think that there'd be anything for us to promise.
There's always something to promise. A favor in the future. It doesn't have to be anything specific. But it's like a you owe me one kind of thing.
They're too old, honestly. They'd probably forget.
I bless you for thinking that.
I do think that.
Okay. Well, we can end on that positive note of you being optimistic.
I'm not optimistic. I've grown up around enough old people to recognize the signs. And I can tell you that there's a lot of people that I'm like, I'm not saying our current governor. I think he's like.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about our current president.
But there's more people that control what happens than just the president.
I know. And that's
what
we should be concerned about.
That's what I'm saying is there. The president's not the one pulling the strings. And I mean, technically on paper, yeah.
True.
But there's got to be there if they're going to come back and say if they're going they that went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
I know.
If that is going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
And the Supreme Court said what?
They agreed with the federal people.
Oh, man. See,
that's what I'm saying.
As someone that studied law, like the way the Supreme Court works never works in anyone's favor because it's kind of like how you and I are, the way I interpret things is different the way you interpret things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way all those lawyers sitting in the Supreme Court for life, by the way,
yeah,
they're gonna interpret the law the way they interpret the law, which I think is so fucked up.
Yeah,
but you know, whatever. Yeah, I thought I heard that, but
yeah, so
it's the 10th Amendment, guys. It's a very fickle thing.
They are already pushing back on it. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. They agreed.
That really shocks me.
Yeah. And so now it's like, okay, if they're going to...
Especially because a lot of the...
the federal government's going to say, okay, fine, you can keep your barbed wire up, there's got to be an agreement to... Why else would they say that? They already won the Supreme Court case.
I love how, like, when it's in the government's favor, they can get a case right up front center to the right. Supreme Court. But everybody else, we got to be waiting for years.
You trying to go to the Supreme Court?
No, I'm just like other cases I've kept track of.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow. It is a very, I'm telling you guys, we need to start acting a little French.
I mean, that's going to cause some issues. Because we don't have.
I'm not saying we chop heads. I'm just saying, like.
We don't have self-control. I feel like people here, they take a bite. They like, it's like you give them a mile or you give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
True.
In all situations, like they are very self. People here are very like self-centered and very, oh, what's ever in my best interest.
Yeah.
And so I think if that were the case, it would get out of control so quickly.
Very true. Okay, I take that back. Nobody.
That's how we get a civil war. Right there.
I don't think that's how we get a civil war. That's how we get martial law.
Well, it would be like the purge. Everyone would just start killing each other.
That's worse. I take know. An apocalypse over that.
Yeah, the purge is scary.
I've never seen it, but it gives me such an anxiety.
Yeah.
I feel like we're a generation of anxiety that I don't think any of us could handle.
I mean,
I don't think I can handle any more life-altering historic events.
Well, you're 28. There's going to be more historic events that happen.
I just, can I not catch a break? Like, of course, the year I decide I'm going to, like, focus on love, the universe is like, by the way, also,
there could potentially be
a civil war, an apocalypse.
It's not going to be both. It's going to be one or the other.
I don't know. Because.
Or an alien invasion. We don't know.
If we're going to take votes, I'm taking an alien invasion.
Okay. If like you had if there was like a preference.
Yes. What would you take?
I would probably take an alien invasion.
Yeah. Because what if we can be like, please, we will take you to our leader.
I will be an alien.
I will marry me to your son.
I will conform to your kind.
Yeah, like what if it's like Star Wars and we're like living lavishly in space?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then we get to go see all the other planets.
Yes.
Okay, see, it's not that bad.
Intergalactic, like the UN, but for like the galaxies.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to end it right
there. Cheers to alien invasions. That was such a wild ride. Yeah.
We're not high, I promise. It's those euphorics.
Yeah, maybe we're like, it's like a hype. What's it called? When you see
placebo?
Things.
Oh.
No.
When you see things.
Like a high. I can't say the word.
I know what you're thinking.
Like a high.
Hieroglyphic? No.
No, it's not.
Hallucination. Yes. Okay, I knew what you were thinking.
I was like, it's stuck in my mouth. I can't say it. Yeah, I think it's that drink.
Yeah.
Made us go off into La La Land.
Way off into La La Land.
Luis is over here thinking we're French.
We could be.
We
just choose not to do one of those DNA testings. Yeah. I do.
I still have one.
I still think they're going to clone me.
Yeah. Well, you never know until you find out, you know?
What, like, it's apocalypse world and, like, the black market has taken over and I run across me?
And you're like, Louisa. And you're like, Louisa, Louisa. And then you guys could be allies together.
No, because, like, she'd know me best.
Your allies.
She'd know my weaknesses.
She's up on your team.
We don't know that. She could be a double agent for all I know.
She's on your team. You know yourself better than anybody. You would never cross yourself.
I don't know what kind of home she comes from.
She came from a robot or like a machine.
True. Well, I think we need to call it a night.
Okay.
We've gone too far.
We're we're going down a rabbit hole, and we're not going to make our way out of it.
Mm-mm.
I think we're just down a little too deep.
We just keep going down.
Yeah, we keep going down. Now we're talking about cloning. Yeah, we need to call it a day.
Yeah.
Until next time,
guys. Well, don't forget what...
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think that these ideas are, like, too far off.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Because movies have been made about them.
Yeah, Erin, like Star Wars and Harry Potter.
We talked about Star Wars, alien abduction.
You know the story behind Star Wars? The director, George Lucas, he apparently had a really bad car accident. And, like, he, I guess, hallucinated Star Wars.
See?
But some, or, like, I can't confirm, but allegedly he claims that he was abducted. And that's where these ideas come from. So, Star Wars could very well be true.
See? It's not far off.
No.
If somebody had an idea, like, the majority of people only use less than 10% of their brain.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Also a movie.
Limitless. Also, gossip, kind of like, I'm not saying, I kind of want to say like gossip is like conspiracies,
mm-hmm.
but they say 10% of gossip is truth.
Yeah. So take that with what you want or with what you will, because we're just here to talk about it. We don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Well, we're just here to talk about what everyone else is talking about.
Yeah.
And tell you our opinions on it.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at us if you don't agree.
Yeah. We're just here like off hot. I'm not even sure what this drink was tonight, guys. I'm not even sure.
Were you going to say that we were high?
High off euphoria.
Oh,
Of the drink.
Maybe there is some sort of secret chemical in there that we did forgot.
There's
we
gotta
skipped
be.
In.
We'll have
we
to like it. Read back on the can because
there's no alcohol in it though. I did see that.
No alcohol. 0%.
You were like, there's what semi non-alcoholic or something yeah. like that. I'm like, semi? This is supposed to be non-alcoholic.
It is fully 0% alcohol.
But
I could say that, like, it does make you feel...
like, giddy.
Yes.
It's like you're just happy. Maybe because you have, like, nutrients in your body, and your body's like, thank God for right. giving me nutrients. Like, I've been suffering for the past... like, you keep eating...
That's another thing we're going to have to find out in the apocalypse. How to make alcohol.
Oh, if people can do it in jail, we can figure it out.
Have you seen it? It's really gross. What do they call it? What do they used to call it?
Hooch? Hoochie?
Hooch.
Give me the hooch juice.
No, I don't think I could do that.
Well, my brother knows. He knows how to make moonshine and stuff. He makes his own.
I know, but we're going to miss tequila and vodka.
Well, we might have to alter our tastes in the apocalypse.
What about wine?
We could make wine. Wine takes a long time to make. We got to make sure we get a grapes vine.
And harvested and all that shit.
Maybe we'll have our warehouse on the top of a vineyard.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like we need to marry a man with a vineyard.
Okay.
A family of vineyards.
Okay.
No. What are they called?
Vineyards? I don't know.
The people that handle, I don't know.
Like a wine enthusiast?
No, like the people that own the vineyards. Do they have a name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've only been to like a handful of vineyards.
We keep saying we're done and we keep jumping into another rabbit hole.
I know.
Don't forget our singles event, February 14th from 6 to 8. We'll be posting it on our social media. Keep an eye on it.
It's at Eden.
Eden Hill Winery. It's a wine bar in
Dallas.
Yep.
We'll post everything on our social media, the directions, everything that you'll need to know, how to get a ticket, blah, blah, blah. So if you have questions, let us know. We're excited to see you guys on the 14th. For those of you that are local, excited.
Hope you enjoyed this very, very chaotic episode. I think this has been our most chaotic episode.
Oh my gosh.
As of yet.
Yeah.
As of late.
Well, it's been very chaotic and it's very long.
So welcome to Inside Our Mind.
Yeah, this is literally why we started this podcast, because Luis and I, when we were roommates, we could literally sit on the couch and have these random ass conversations with each other and never get bored and just, you know, shoot the shit and just feed off of our hallucinations and our hypothetical situations and just like feed each other's like delusions. Hopes and dreams and delusions. Like that's what it was, and that's how basically adulting was born. And so this is just, you know, a little part and a piece of that.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. Well, we'll also be leaving that poll the theme of my birthday.
Oh yeah, the theme of the birthday. I was like, what's next?
What's next?
What's the next topic?
Let's keep this going.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we'll put the post or the poll in Spotify or wherever you listen to. So make sure to tell us where we should go or what the theme should be for Luis's birthday. We'll give you guys options and you can just tell us which one to do. So we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Peace out, Girl Scout.